So what I'm here today to talk to you about is litigation and regulatory issues and the developments that we're seeing there. I'm going to begin with litigation. And an overview of what I'm going to be talking about are, I've organized it by the type of potential litigant. And here we have consumers, which are a big one that people are obviously concerned about and one of the places where we're seeing the most expense. There can be litigation by card issuing banks if you have payment cards implicated in your breach. There can be litigation by shareholders if you are a public company that has experienced a data security incident. There can be litigation from your business partners, and that can be offensive or defensive. And then there can be litigation with your insurers, so in attempt to get coverage. We'll begin by talking about consumer claims. They're typically brought as class actions. And as was referenced earlier today, what we're seeing now is within days of a breach being announced, there are typically multiple consumer class actions that are filed. And they bring a variety of claims, but they often include violation of state notification laws. And there the allegation is either that the notification was inadequate or that it was untimely. There can be allegations of violations of consumer protection laws, and that includes the data security statutes that you heard about from our second panelist today, or things like Deceptive Trade Practices Act. There can be breach of contract claims. And so an example of that, this isn't something that people typically think about, but in the Target breach, there was a breach of payment card information, but there was also a breach of their loyalty rewards program, which they call their Reg Card.